All right, ladies and gents, welcome back to another episode of For the Most Part podcast.
Welcome back.
Yeah, guys. So we did promise a follow-up to this today's topic. But if we sung in real hoarse and mucusy and raspy, it's because Sahara Dust is beating us to a pulp.
And bushfires,
because since when do we have these problems, Louise? Ever since we crossed to the A.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, everything in the air is a problem. And if it gets too cold, your knees remind you, hey, it's a little cold in here, you know. It's a little cold. Let's hurt a little bit.
Or if it's about to rain, that little one little piece of knee pain that just come out, hey.
Yes.
That is very much a thing, guys. That's very much a thing.
It is. When your body can foretell the weather.
Yep.
It is.
However, I think we, as promised, we will be discussing that Bob Marley movie today.
Yes.
Oh, guys, let's just get this straight. This is a Bob Marley movie. I didn't even want to call it a biopic, right? I said I was gonna say some things. I did say this last time. I am one where movies are concerned, especially where there is the attempt to tell some part of the truth. Mm-hmm. I am going to look for that kind of storytelling aspect. So exactly. Let's kind of shape the picture for the people, right? We have the man himself, which is Bob, quite an extensive career. He did stumps. He did some stuff that nobody else could have, right? He made a particular genre of music. And I'll say genre because... But anyways, he made this particular genre of music very popular in his time. In fact, he is the guy to have done it. Not nobody else there, right? He was married to Rita. We know this for sure. He had several children, some of which were with other women as well. So we're not going to hide that fact. He died of cancer. I think it was some kind of cancer of some sort in his tooth.
He died of a type of skin cancer.
Yeah, very rare skin cancer. So, and he was also biracial, not so.
Yes, the film. Yeah. Yes, the film does show shots of his father, a Caucasian.
Yeah, I was not gonna say that was not even like a whole story, but yeah.
Yeah, it yes, but we won't even go into that part. That just part, yet.
Yeah, we touched.
Yes, so Bob Marley, but you are correct. Bob Marley did have a Caucasian father, and his mother was black. The film that we're talking about today, by the way, guys, is the Bob Marley One Love movie that came out on, I think it was on Valentine's Day of this year. And it stars Kingsley Ben-Adir playing the title role of Bob Marley. And Lashana Lynch as Rita Marley. They're both British. And it was directed by Ronaldo Marcus Green, who I believe also directed another biopic, in inverted commas. Do you know that film that, how could I forget his name? Will Smith was in. And he was playing the father of Venus and Serena Williams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, he directed
it. So he did that.
Film.
He did.
Well,
he
yes,
did.
He directed it, yes.
Okay, interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. Very interesting, actually. But we'll get into some movie roles, because I also want to make clear as to how certain things happen. Because as a former film studies student, there are aspects of film and movie that people tend to mistake and confuse. Kind of like how we just mix up producer and manager in Trinidad. Like, what we think is a producer is not a producer, and what we think is a manager is not a manager. But anyways, we'll get into that. So I want to just paint a picture for people of how this movie starts. To be honest, it just starts smack dab in the middle of his career. He's already famous. There's no background. I was kind of expecting a background, like a deep background into like his
yes. Yeah. I think a lot of us were
Correct.
expecting to see the entire story from the
Yeah,
day he came out of his mother's womb
yeah.
to the very end. I think that is what a lot of us wanted.
Yeah. But instead, this movie decided, hey, he's already famous. You don't need to know anything else. Okay. So depend on Wikipedia. That's kind of what it how it went. Right? In between his already famous career, you have flashbacks. Now, again, I'm not telling anybody anything. All I'm just saying is that there are bits and pieces of stuff that just don't make sense in my book, in terms of if you wanted to tell a very accurate story, right? The flashbacks should have been more prominent, in terms of what we were looking at, say, like, see him and the relationship between him and his father, or the non-existent relationship between him and his father, the importance of that, and the fact that he is a biracial man should have been made more clear, and that should have been more of a forefront, because that's going to dictate a lot of what happens to him in his future. And again, it's not really like a psychological thing. It's just that, for him, he kind of he considers himself, he knows that he's mixed, so he's not going to hide that, right?
Yeah, but the movie didn't seem to imply that that was any part of his story.
Correct,
And
correct. It just said, but it looked like he, it to me, it looked like he knew this white guy. That's kind of how it came across, instead of him being known to be his father, right? Yeah, and that was just kind of how it was laid out. The flashbacks were just kind of in between specks of details that would should have mattered. Kind of like, I think when they got their first recording contract, I think, how they get there? How did they become Bob Marley and the Wailers? Why can't we get a build up to that moment? We just start in the middle. He already is Bob Marley and the Wailers, and
Yes.
they're in the middle of gunfire, basically. Who get shoot? Who this? And we just there. Like, there was no, as I said, there was no build up whatsoever. And to me, that was kind of anti-climactic. And generally, when I watch movies and biopics, and if they're good, I tend to watch it again just to kind of get a gist of the story. Let's just say that Bob Marley film stayed right there. You
Oh,
know what I
my
mean?
heaven.
Oh, my heaven is correct, because again, you want to you're basically saying that you want to tell the story of a man who is a legend. And by the way, his death is an important part of his story, right? He died young. Who you know? I mean, there are people, unfortunately, who do pass away young from cancers and that sort of thing. But they
Yes.
don't. We don't see the build up to his death. In terms of, because you just see one moment in the movie where he kind of just rejects treatment. No, it was over a
Yes,
span of
it
several
was over a
years.
span because first there's the, he has this thing on his toe,
Yeah.
and Rita's like, I think it was Rita or his manager, who was like,
You should then
brother,
check it out.
go and
Yeah.
get that checked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then cuts to him seeing the doctor. Doctor's like, oh yeah, cancer.
Cancer. Yeah. Correct.
But the movie doesn't seem to really properly inform the audience, if I'm not mistaken, that he opted to not use the most invasive form of treatment,
Treatment.
which would have been to amputate the toe.
Right, right,
Instead,
right.
he opted to remove the nail and some other flesh, but that didn't really quite help
Right,
because
right.
the but yeah, you have to read to sort of figure out that piece of the timeline. Yeah, but as you say, there is no real quote unquote build up to his death.
Yeah. There's just a lot. Here's the thing. We know Bob had real children. We know he had lots of side pieces. Listen, if you go out, if you Google Bob Marley, you will see him with pictures with a bunch of other women that are not Rita. Now,
Yes, and
again,
the thing is, this is not something that he necessarily
hid.
like hid. You know, I mean, if it is these pictures literally exist, there's a one of him and Damien Marley's mother, Cindy Breakspear. And it's not like they're in a corner hiding. No, they're in a broad daylight holding hands while he's still very much married to
Married.
Rita. Now, this part of the screenplay, I kept having to remind myself, A, Rita Marley is still alive. B, if you look at the production credits, her name is there. Her daughter's name is there. Her son's name is there.
Oh my.
Right? Production, eh? She did the screenplay and the story are attributed to other people, but her name is in the production credits. We don't know if she had any real say in the writing of the movie. And the only person alive who can really speak about all of his outside women and all of his children is Rita
Rita.
Marley. Maybe, who knows? Maybe she was like, nah, me I need to tell the
Really hit the
story.
dot.
Cool. Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Maybe that was her choice. But at the end of the day, she's the only person alive who would know all of those things. And the movie didn't really go into that much. So,
Or the
who?
conflict for who? Like, there was just one argument. Let's just be real. That was it was
Yes,
like
there
a
was
two it was
one
a 10-second
argument.
argument out in an alley, and they were just
Yes.
arguing about how he had not much of a turn on the outside and
Yes.
he had
And
one.
it was
And I'm just like,
triggered.
okay, whoa,
It
guys.
was triggered by him seeing her being
Who? Yeah,
spoken to
which
by
is
another
crazy
gentleman.
to me, which is crazy to me, because as far as we know, based on research, there is, I want to assume he had more children prior to getting into the relationship with her. I don't know. That's a guess. I could Google it now and just be and right or wrong, but that doesn't matter. My point is, he was the one who had a certain amount of relationships on the outside. So it makes for this part of the story. Now, again, it could be that he got felt a little thing when he see her talking to some next man, right? But again, at the same time, everybody knew him to be with everybody, like a one love kind of vibes. Like, he was always around
Yes.
everybody. So I can understand that aspect of it. However, how the story was told, I just gonna say, I don't like it. It's not encapsulating enough. It's it, it
No,
it's you
I
have to
agree.
adjust. Like, it's an acquired taste, right? It's kind of
Also,
go ahead.
not only is it an acquired taste, and I mean no disrespect to the cast, to the director, but
When you're done, I have an
now
explanation.
you and I now you and I may not be Jamaican, we are Trinidadian, but as persons
Them
who are
accents?
Caribbean,
Absolutely
there
not.
are some I sis, me even go there, allow my speech a chance to breathe. Right, as Caribbean people, we're accustomed to certain things,
Yeah, agreed.
certain like certain things in the background, certain things in the landscape, and the movie re to, at points did not feel, and I'm talking about when we were in Jamaica specifically, yeah, didn't always feel as authentic. Specifically Jamaican as I think it could have, but I full disclosure, I've never been to Jamaica, but I live on an island.
We could kind of guesstimate what it would be like.
And it felt like there were some things that didn't make it feel authentic, and I haven't even touched on the accent thing yet, but again, the accent thing for us. As Trinidadians, we know what our accent sounds like. We definitely know what a Jamaican accent sounds like. In fact, any non-Trinidadians listening, there is a growing Jamaican population in Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's one that works by the grocery around the corner. So I hear a Jamaican accent almost every time I go to that grocery. So I know what it's supposed to sound like. Right? And I would say that the lead actor and actress, they did their best. They did some practicing, they did some training, you know, they tried their best. And they presented something that I will tolerate. Let me put it like that.
Fair.
Let me put it like that. Right? I will but if you have grown up your entire life speaking English in an English accent, and you have not grown up within that community, I'm not sure if we should be particularly nitpicky about the
Okay,
quality of the
fair.
accents. I'm
Fair.
not sure that we should be. And at the end of the day, this was produced by Paramount Pictures.
True.
Right?
True.
Paramount is a corporation. Their official name is Paramount Pictures Corporation. They're more concerned with making sure the movie sells versus going to Kingston, Jamaica and saying, yeah, we need some actors. Let's do this. Yeah. I said what I said.
No, here's the other part, right? I know this is a little bit of a bother to me. You see how, like, every scene Bob smoking, we really didn't need that. Like, I think we all know
Question,
that.
why
Yeah,
didn't
sure.
we need that? Explain.
Because
Explain what you mean by we didn't need that.
Because there's so much more to Bob than just him smoking. He was an artist. The man played guitar. We get mostly two shots of him playing guitar in our entire movie. The man was a singer-songwriter. We get two shots of him singing and playing guitar. That's all we got in the entire script. And we get mostly about 20 shots of him smoking something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, admittedly, you are right. There are many shots of him smoking a joint.
No,
Now,
I'm not against it, but it kind of paints the wrong picture in terms of who he was, because again, he really could have just been smoking a lot. That could also be possible. But people know him for being an artist, being a songwriter, being a vocalist, being a guitarist. Let's see that. And his movements to make peace between the two politicians in his home country. That's what he did. He brought two
Yes.
opposing sides together. Nobody else could have do that other than Bob. So to me, it kind of it over. I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. I feel like it kind of misrepresents maybe parts of Jamaica in that sense, if you understand what I'm saying. So for instance, people assume that Jamaica is only about smoking marijuana. You know what I mean?
Well,
While that might be true to some degree, that's not all Jamaica is known for.
So yeah, let's get one thing clear. That is not the only thing Jamaica is known for. Okay, listeners, that but I get that the movie might paint that picture for someone who does not know any better. Especially if it's a someone who may have grown up in a world where they always associated Jamaica, the country, with
With
Bob
Bob.
Marley. So then you see this movie, man's is smoking every third scene. So I get that. So I get that that might give the absolutely wrong impression. But the movie, again, the movie did not set out to be an ambassador of Jamaica, so to speak. At least I don't think the movie makers went into it with that intention.
Right. Well, and this is where we get to the part of this discussion about the technicalities of some of these jobs, right? So I just wanna, I'm gonna pull it up on Google because I don't wanna see what certain things mean, and then people were like, oh, you're sure about that?
Wow.
That's now producer and producers, movie producers. So basically, from my understanding, so what I'll do instead is I'll give you guys my understanding of what a movie producer is, and then you'll get a nice an idea what an actual movie producer is. So a movie producer is generally somebody who kind of sources all the material that you need to get to make this movie and get it done. They are kind of like getting your locations, sort of. They are to get your cast. They are to make sure you have a budget that could possibly work. That's not your director's job. Your director's job
No.
is also something different, but we go getting into that.
Also, the producer may have a financial stake in it, meaning aside from finding the resources to make the said film, the human resources and the other resources, they may also find the financiers or may finance the project themselves. Or
Correct.
one of the producers might be financing the project. So even if their expertise is not necessarily in movie making, their expertise is in having the money to fund the thing. So there's also that piece of it.
Then we go on to oopsies, then we go on to screenwriters and screenplay. Hold one second, I'm pulling it up because the screenwriters are so okay. I'm using Google, guys. They basically create or adapt a story into a script for the entertainment industry, right? So, in this case, you have what we call it's a biopic, right? But they have a story. They have a large, upscale story, super massive. Like there are parts of this man's life that we even touch on yet in this film. But nonetheless, the screenwriter's job is to take this entire story or take the rendition of a story that somebody has given him them to make this product something that people can watch. And this is what a screenwriter does. They capture the story, make the script, and then of course there are other things that happen after. Now, your director and your screenwriter are not necessarily the same person. They can be, but they are often not the same person. And the reason is because your directors are generally like your eagle's eye for the finished product. Directors kind of guide the actors into certain characters.
Exactly.
The
The rest.
director could make changes to the script if they see fit. Make some, change lines. Like if they see that a certain character is speaking something, they could say this looks more like a line for somebody else. So that's kind of what the
Yes.
director does. They kind of have they see the cuts, the angles,
The
the
entire
visuals, yeah,
picture.
the colors, and what kind
Exactly.
they basically try to, what's the word I'm looking for? Bring to life. And bring and paint a visual picture for people to basically watch. So that's kind of what the different roles are. Now, what does this have to do with this whole Bob Marley thing? I think, and I told this to Louise, personally, Bob's life is way too long and way too complex to make a simple biopic from. So you could do one of two things. You could do three biopics, in fact. You can do that,
A
right?
series, like
Or
a
no, 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 no,
series.
no, 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 not
Oh.
necessarily as a biopic series, meaning you have large chunks of movies released telling his entire story. The series would be
Oh.
TV series, say, put it on Netflix or something, so where that's in shorter chunks, half an hour segments. You could kind of now go through his entire life in detail. From start, when Bob was born, his first birthday, when he get his first guitar, like that is stuff that we miss in his story. How Bob learned to play guitar, I want to know. What was his first guitar? If he had to trade something into a pawn shop to get a good Les Paul, What are we
You
saying?
know, that you did bring up a question that raises another point about the movie,
Talk to
but it
me.
has nothing to do with what you were talking about just now.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
The movie does not give us that sort of insight, but something that really upsets me as well is there is a song in the movie called Simmer Down. I don't know if you remember the song.
Kind of.
The movie Simmer Down. The movie makes
Siska.
no,
Does he
yeah,
start something?
yes. The movie makes no attempt to bridge the gap between Bob Marley when he was singing that kind of music, because there are entire albums that he has in that style. And then when he would have progressed to something more, I want to say, lyrically edgy, you know, the slowed down tempo, because going from Simmer Down to something like Natural Mystic, the movie does not explain to us how he got from point A to point B. So when it is you mentioned, you know, what was Bob Marley's first guitar? How did he learn? Who did he get it from? Yeah, these are questions that we need answered. Just like it doesn't really seem to answer that question of, or really illustrate how his sound
Came to be,
evolved.
How did he become a songwriter? Like they put it in this. No, I don't know if Bob actually said this, right? Like in the middle of the close to the end, I believe, when he was around the campfire with the kids, and Rita was asking him, "When did you write that song?" Which was Redemption song. He said he writing it his whole life. Jeez, that was so cheesy. Like you don't need. No, we didn't need.
No, no, we
No,
didn't.
because I know. While and the thing, oh my gosh, and there's so much more, like little nuances. Yeah, man. Really? Did Bob really say yeah, man so much time? Like, really? I want to know.
I suspect that one or two times when he said that, it was because the director was prompting him.
It's
Hey,
possible.
cut, cut, that's not enough. Hey, say that line again and add Yeman at the end. I think that is
And
what happened.
Rastafari, oh my Lord. No, again, no, Bob
Yes.
is a Rasta. He was a Rasta. Let's just be real about that part.
Yes.
But I don't know if he said it as often as. So there's a lot of stuff that's just laced in this film that is up for question. I personally think that if it is we going down this road, let's see how best we could. Now again, I'm not saying that the movie isn't bad, all right? I lied earlier.
Oh
I
my
think it's bad.
heaven.
I think the biopic is bad. But however, it could have been that the screenplay, as I told Louise privately, I said the screenplay could have been good. Right?
Yes,
But
that's
the
the thing. It
director's
could have been.
interpretation could have been where the mistake was made. Now, this is just us and our humble opinions. There are people out there who probably love this biopic to death, and it is reminiscent of Bob's life, whatever, whatever. But for us
Yes. Oh
as
no, it
movie
was.
fanatics, me personally, I fell asleep halfway through it. That like I don't fall asleep during movies. That's never happened to me in my adult life.
Oh my. I admittedly I did sort of
Not
get
afterwards.
lost at not off, but towards the end I may have been watching with half an ear instead of both ears. You know, but it generally it did not particularly captivate me for some of the reasons I would have given before. But interestingly enough, in addition to releasing a 17-track soundtrack album, so the full album, the name of the album would be Bob Marley One Love Original Motion Picture Soundtrack. Right, I will give them some credit for including
Original
roots rock
vocals.
reggae. So
Okay.
most of the material, if I'm not mistaken, is all original,
Right.
including a live performance of No Woman No Cry, which was first recorded on the 4th of June 1977 and later remastered in 2020.
Okay.
I really appreciate that they included the story of the Exodus album art, They didn't really tell the story of the entire album, but certainly the song. How,
Like how we get to Exodus, like little things like that. Yeah,
okay,
continue.
so the movie did answer that first, kind of. So there
That's
was
my point.
a
It was a kind of, not even all. That's even the whole.
yeah, he that one of the band members was listening to music from a film at the time. I don't remember what the piece is called. I think it was called Exodus.
Interesting.
The point is, one thing led to another, and now we have Exodus, an entire song, Movement of Jah People. You know, so I appreciate the material that they would have included. Concrete Jungle, Turn Your Lights Down Low. And of course, Redemption Song, which I'm sure everybody knows. But of course, because this film is a product, it spewed more products. There is also an album called Bob Marley, One Love, music inspired by the film. It features cover versions of Bob Marley's songs performed by in people that include Bloody Civilian, Wizkid, Kacey Musgraves, and others, as well as Marley's grandson, Skip Marley.
Okay,
The
interesting.
album has 7 tracks in all, with each track being covered by another artist. I haven't listened to the album yet. I only learned that the album exists today, actually. But going back to the first episode, we would have kind of spoken about this film being another piece of merch to add to the collection of Bob Marley merch that exists in the world.
I was going to mention, okay, now actually I want to give props to the main actor, the lead actor, right? Now I don't know if most of like the acoustic sessions that he did was his actual voice. I would like to find that out. When he was singing Turn the Lights Down Low and Redemption Song, all of that was unplugged and he was playing chords. It seems like the chords look right to me as a guitarist. I was macroing to see what they would have done with that, because if he was playing fake chords, I was gonna pull up my laptop so very far, because it would be absolutely offensive to get somebody who just looks like Bob and sounds like Bob but can't play the guitar, and Bob was a guitarist too. So yeah,
Yes, I
that would have been.
agree. I agree. Now the thing is, if this weren't a biopic, and let's say Bob Marley were a completely fictitious character, it
Would it
wouldn't
matter?
matter. No, it really no, I am saying with my whole chest, it would not matter.
Yeah,
It's
true.
like on Bollywood films, it's the same thing. You might see a beautiful female lead on screen, but the woman singing is actually like a woman who sings for a bunch of those different movies,
Fair point.
right? And it's just part of how Bollywood produces its films, right? But I digress. It would not have mattered. But at the end of the day, we are speaking about a real living person who was able to sing, who was able to write songs, who was able to play guitar.
Guitar,
So I'm seeing here in a Variety article that the actor does sing, and quote, he worked with a vocal coach daily and with a guitar teacher.
Interesting.
That's him
It's possible that
playing
that's a
in
hobby. It's probably like a hobby. So, like, you know how their guitarist,
Possibly, yes.
who's just
So
play just for kicks, but he must
this.
realize he could use this attribute. So here, that's good that he brought that to the stage. But I was expecting a little more. But all right, no problem. They must be coupled with that one, probably because he's not an avid guitarist. So, but
Yeah,
continue.
but that's him playing in those rehearsal scenes when he's writing and singing. When he's writing songs on the couch, he sounds very close to Bob. He wanted to have Bob's voice shine. So it was very much layering Bob and Kingsley's voice, Kingsley being the
The actor.
actor who played Bob. And
No, oh my
according to
God.
this article, it wasn't the only track to be pre-recorded, which is when they were referring to let me just continue. When we started, we recorded for 2 weeks. We had handpicked musicians from Ziggy's and Steven's bands and members of the Wailers. We recorded 40 songs and we matched them with the recordings, the live recordings, and figured out how to supplement it with the right sound. So the soundtrack actually does feature Ziggy Marley himself playing guitar, Stephen Marley on bass. Stephen Marley also filled in some vocals. So some of the music would have been recreated specifically for this movie by his children, no less.
Well, that's expected, and I'm glad that they did that. Thank you guys for doing that,
Thank you, guys.
because I would have questions if it wasn't. But my as I said, my only gripe with, well, I have several gripes there, but this. You see the thing with Bob? I wanted more images of him playing with his guitar on stage. Because writing songs is one thing by yourself. And you walk in your room and you just, sing and, retard singing. But there's something else about him playing and singing live, which makes him more of an interesting
Yes.
musician, because I would just
Yes,
like to
I
say that
agree.
people, it is hard to sing and play guitar, and Bob was
I
able
would
to
say
do
it's
that.
hard and it's hard to sing and play, period.
He basically separates in the two sides of your brain and you're splitting up into
Yes.
like four, so
And I
they
would
took
say
it.
for guitar, it's a bit more complicated than keyboard because at least with keyboard, your hands are sort of kind of in the same position almost. But with guitar, one hand is doing something very different from the other.
Yep, correct is right.
Yeah.
So I think but again, props to Kingsley for at least attempting, because there would be some actors wouldn't even try. Or they get a stand-in to do somebody handwork, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with that, but we are talking about Bob Marley. We're not talking about a
Beethoven.
random guitarist on the street. Talking about a person who was a musician. Before he became an icon, he is, or and will or, first and foremost, a musician. Right?
I want to know where, how, when Bob started to learn music. Like, all those things would have helped. Or if he was self-taught. Like, tell me that story. Like, okay, so for instance, who's a good example? A good example of a guitarist. You have like Slash. So Slash, I believe, was one who started off playing on like a Yamaha C40. Why is that important? Because Yamaha C40s are those big obnoxious guitars with a wide neck. So it forced you to learn to play properly. Some of the guitars started off to play on one string. So that C40 guitar could have had only the top three strings. Like, that could have been a lovely detail to add. So Bob learned to play, if he only had a guitar with three strings, he learned to play on those three strings as a start. And then he expanded when he got his first guitar. People know, like with Jimi Hendrix, for instance. Once he got famous, he well, start in terms of him developing his career, I believe one of his first and most expensive guitars, well, most highly valued instruments, came from a pawn shop where he went in and traded in one of his personal guitars and bought one that was supposedly rare and the store owner didn't know. So when he walked away with that guitar, that became one of his signature guitars. And for instance, Fender would have started making guitars for him thereafter. So he made certain models famous. Did
Note
Bob do
that
that?
Fender
Yes,
is
because Bob
one
was
of
a
the.
Les Paul man.
Yes. Ah. By the way, ladies and gents, note that Fender is. I hope this parallel is a fair one. Fender is to guitars what Steinway is to pianos.
Yes, it's a fair
What, and if I use a steel pan analogy, think of like some of the
maker.
best,
Make
like a
thing that
guppy
they make.
pan,
Yeah, guppy.
like one of the best.
Yeah.
Fender has that sort of clout.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, while for people like us who would be interested in that kind of stuff, we would love that in a movie. This par is Paramount. Did Paramount Pictures make this movie for people like us,
Nope.
or did they make it for the average movie
Viewer.
watching public?
I don't know,
Because we can, I mean, because we can speak about what we didn't like, and we're going to continue to.
Yeah,
But
fair.
it's not lost on me. It's not lost on me that the producers had a, they had a goal in mind. They have an audience in mind, and this is the product that they chose to go with in the end.
Yeah. And that's the
And
unfortunate part sometimes. Maybe they
yes.
had limited options in terms of what they could have done. First of all, this hard us is just doing the most, like, stop. However,
Girl.
you have a budget. Listen, Paramount is a one of the biggest companies to make movies. Only unless Oli going broke, Oli let me know now,
They're
right?
one of the big five.
Oh, the big five, Universal is one, Paramount is one, Disney is the other.
Yes. Yeah,
See, this is why I'm a movie fanatic, eh? That's all I know. Let's do a quick Google search. Big five production companies, movie production companies, movie production. I'm typing. Yeah,
So,
Warner Bros. And 20th Century Studios. Yes, I forgot those two. Right. So it ain't like you're struggling, like you're not like some independent film. And actually, as a matter of fact,
No.
I would have greater appreciated this movie if it was from an independent filmmaker.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. If this were from an independent filmmaker, I feel like the dynamics would have been very different. Paramount has been around since the 1800s. They are the sixth oldest surviving film studio in the world.
Wow.
It is still the last major film studio still headquartered in the Hollywood district of Los Angeles.
All right.
Okay, they got money. You understand? So, and more importantly, they have money. And telling a story is their means of making a profit. An
Right.
independent filmmaker, would they have wanted a profit? Yes. But also, they may have wanted to tell the story in a different way.
Right.
Right? I certainly know that if I wanted to tell Bob Marley's story, I would. That how earlier you were talking about having each story be in big chunks, like in parts, I think. That might be, it might be longer to consume, but at least it tells the whole story. Even if the first movie is only up until he meets Rita, that would cover the entirety of his young life from when he was
No, the thing is,
born.
no, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm not saying go into like every minute of his life, but the girl missed so much. Louise, you mentioned the Peter Tosh thing. Bro, that like those are the elements that make especially where music biopics are concerned.
Yes.
That is
Oh.
critical. That is critical. So, for instance, if we go back and watch the Jackson 5 series, it was a series because it was long and it was designed to show you the phases of the Jackson 5's meeting certain people, like the Berry Gordy, Diana Ross,
Little Richard.
and exactly. And the thing is, like, it also kind of segued a little bit into Michael's solo career, you know, showing you like he had a giraffe at his house, kind of thing. Like, you saw certain details, like the fallout
Yes.
between his mother and Joe, and they finding out that they had that Joe had an outside child, for instance. Like, there was that dynamic, and you could see his mother like upset. You know, he only went through the phases of
Yes.
seeing the development of this character, of the characters. You know, you saw. Now, mind you, part of the Johnson vibe, like, they probably couldn't tell the boot story of Janet, for instance, and the other sister. But at the end of the day, they kind of just, you kind of automatically knew, especially when, like, for instance, in the first part of it, yeah, I think they had like the first two or three boys. So they were already kind of in there, maybe three, four, and five, or maybe five, six, and seven. And they already knew that they, you know, there was no, they, you know, Joe and his wife were, you know, they went with the flow. If God give them a child, that was kind of how they were rolling. Like, that was okay with them. So, and they welcomed that idea with every child. So they kind of just automatically knew, you know, even when they introduced Janet later on, that, you know, that's kind of what happened. But in this case, the Bob biopic, you just kind of just see Treacher and a pair. I mean, like, two others just show up. And then you hear about five more on the side. I'm like, whoa, where are we? Like, because you didn't really get to meet the influential sons, for instance, you know? You know? That would have been a nice touch to it as
I
well.
think it would have been as well. I genuinely think it would have been as well. But again, this is.
Yeah, so what I was gonna say is that you do see his bond with his children. I dig that. I give them props for that. He was very fatherly toward them. He would make certain decisions, like shipping them off to England or whatever the case may be for their own
Delaware.
safety. Yeah, Delaware, wherever it is they went. You know, he shipped them off there for their own safety, for
For their own
whatever
safety,
the.
along
All
with
right.
Rita.
Yeah, Rita
Don't
gets
you hear
sent too.
that, Rita? Yeah,
You
he.
know, but again, you know, there's just a lot in terms of his life that I would have loved to have seen in a little more detail. You know, that's kind of just how some of these amazing musicians, you kind of can't just skim past certain stuff. You know, even if you're doing a flashback, let the flashback be in detail. You know, like, again, with his father and the flames, so that, I think it was a field, you know, the father riding a horse. Okay, what does that mean for Bob? You know, if that was a dream, connect, you could have made that a dream. I guess see Bob wake up out of his sleep saying, yo, that my father there, boy. Kind of something like that. Connect the dots, because I wouldn't have known,
Ooh,
you know what
yes,
I mean?
connect the dots.
Yeah.
Connect the
Because right now,
dots. And
because
that's the thing
literally this
that
movie
this
is
whole
dots.
movie,
It's just dots.
disconnected dots.
Them dots, not.
Disconnected dots.
Yeah, them
One
dots and.
moment,
Yeah.
we are in Jamaica. The other moment, we are in London. The other
Yeah.
moment, we are here. And then we are there. And then comes this flashback, and then comes that flashback. It
Yeah.
after a while the format starts to feel a bit exhausting,
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
know, and giving us limited context makes you feel like you're wanting more.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm
maybe
not
that's a
saying
strategy,
don't watch
maybe.
the movie if
Yeah.
you haven't watched it. If I mean, it has all the right music in it. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
not saying don't watch the movie. I'm just saying, if you're looking for something that's going to educate you on the origins of his style of songwriting and how he got into music,
The
and
biopic is not gonna help you
no, your best bet is to
there.
probably look for previous documentaries made about him, as well as reading the wealth of scholarly stuff that exists. Because people have written about Bob Marley for decades. So there's no shortage of like deep
Information.
research, right? There is no shortage of deep research. And for that, I'm grateful. But the movie is not going to give you that. Right? It's not going to give you that. So yeah. So it passes the time very nicely. Nibble on some popcorn or whatever salty snack you desire and enjoy yourself for about 90 minutes. That that's what you need to do with this film. Just pass the time. Don't look for anything particularly deep or
Think of it like a bad DC or Marvel movie. Like think of like when I say that,
Wow.
we know, but we do know that there are bad DC and Marvel movies, hands down.
Yeah,
They
no, there
exist. They
are. They
exist,
exist.
and
They
we already
exist.
know that the characters get sidewashed out of who they were from the comics. It's like that. We already know the story is going to change. So just pretend like it's just another movie you're going to watch. I'm suggesting to people, and I agree with Louise, take it with a grain of salt. Go in and really just
Very
take it
much
in for
so.
entertainment. It's good if you are just looking for something to soothe your palate, but it's not something that I would recommend for research purposes or if you want to learn about Bob and his music and how he did. That's just me. So. I think that's it there, you know. I feel that's episode there.
I feel so too.
Oh yeah. Go
I think
ahead.
if we had to rate this out of 5 stars,
Two.
I'm giving it a 3
Okay. I will give it a
because
two, no
some of the
problem.
actors really did try. They some
That's
yeah they
fair.
really tried. They really tried, but they lost 2 stars for the storytelling element was where I really got a little lost as well as some of the portrayals of the landscape at the time.
For me, they lost 3 stars because they were, as you said, there are elements that were left out, and the disconnected dots kind of just add to the missing elements.
Correct.
And it's just a surface movie for me. Only unless they're gonna release the editor's cut, which also is something, I mean, the editor's, the director's cut, which is also something that, by the way, as a side note, guys, director's cuts tend to be very different from the editor's cuts. The director will just kind of give the screenplay, which is the images of the cuts, and then the production company tends to just release that version. The director could then sit down with the editor sometimes and release a different version of that. So there might be scenes in there that, you know, if they ever release a director's cut, we may get a taste of that, and hopefully that might fill in some of the gaps. But you know, that's where they lost the 3 stars for me. And as a musician, you know, I kind of appreciate seeing a musical background. Not that the music in the movie was bad, but you know, we're talking about a musical icon, so that's a whole different
Ah,
ballgame.
yes, exactly. Exactly. Were the producers trying to make a movie about a musical icon or
Or
about a
make a
man,
product.
a person, or a product?
I think that's it. Guys, drop a comment. If you got a chance to look at the movie, the biopic. Sorry, let's be respectful. The biopic. What would you rate that biopic out of 5? And let us know, you know, what other biopics you think did a good job. Do you think that it held up to your standards? If you were to compare it to some of the other documentaries, or you know, if you would rate it a certain number out of 5, if it were just for entertainment as well. So look at it on both sides of the coin. You know, you're looking
Yes,
at
look at
it
it on
from a
both
literal
sides of the
side
coin.
as well as an entertainment side, because you know, we want to be fair, you know.
Yes, we want to be fair. So
And
tell us your thoughts and tell us what biopic you think we should do next, if you think we should do another one.
there are several, and By the way, maybe we should do the Whitney one next. But that's our next story. We will have a chat about that on WhatsApp after.
Yes,
Guys,
we will.
as we say, drop a comment, like, share, comment, subscribe. And we shall see y'all. And we shall hear y'all on the next one.
In the
Peace
next one.
out,
Peace out,
guys. Peace
guys.
out. Oh.